You're listening to the Stock Day Podcast. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and YouTube for breaking news and actionable market intelligence on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Today's episode is sponsored by Knightscope. The rise of the robots is happening, and it's happening now. Knightscope is deploying AI robots to help make the U.S. the safest country in the world. Join us and be a force for good. Visit Knightscope.com/rise. Long Knightscope, short the criminals. On today's show, my guest is the CEO of Impact Fusion International, Inc., Mr. Mark Walter. Impact Fusion International, Inc. trades on the OTC markets under the trading symbol IFUS. Impact Fusion International, Inc. is in the business of marketing products in the health and wellness sector of all international markets, using their proprietary Nutramastic to make their products the best in the industry. It is the company's mission through research, validation, commercialization to market these proprietary products worldwide for the health and well-being of humans and animals to aid in digestive health through absorption of a proprietary blend called Nutramastic. And what exactly is Nutramastic? By creating a proprietary blend of mastic gum and other ionic minerals, Nutramastic allows for the mastic gum to be delivered into the blood system due to the positive and negative charges of ionic minerals and creates a host of benefits to the body. And for those who aren't sure what mastic gum is a resin or sap-like substance that comes from the mastic tree, with evidence suggesting it possesses anti-inflammatory and antimicrobial qualities. Here to tell us about all that and much more is CEO Mark Walter. Mark, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So to get started, I know you'd like to share with our audience news about the potential joint venture with your colleagues in India.
Well, it is exciting only because it's a new opportunity, but we have these type of opportunities all over the world, wherever they're making sugarcane. So for instance, they make it in Australia, New Zealand, Florida, Brazil, India, and India approached us, which is kind of neat. Here we are, this company in Louisiana, whereby a lot of sugarcane. There's like the head of the agriculture said this, there's mountains down here and they don't know what to do with it, but we do. And we can feed the world with this technology. And I'm excited about that. And the whatever days I've left in my career, this is what I want to do. So
that's right.
That's the exciting part.
What is the role that sugarcane plays? Is it in the manufacture of the Nutramastic itself, or is it another component of a different product?
It's not a part of the Nutramastic, but it is part of the overall technology. And I kind of found it by accident, because there's some things in bagasse that we don't call it bagasse, because when you get done with it, it's a technology. It's called SGP+, because it is something that I found that bagasse doesn't absorb water, even though anybody around it will tell you, oh, it absorbs water. It's all over the place. No, it doesn't. It absorbs it. It holds water like a cup, and it holds oil like a sponge. Well, I didn't create that. I just found it. And so when I take Nutramastic, which is an oil and water that we've created a technology that oil and water never separate, and it gets sucked up into the sponge, it gives me a protein source, which is called lignin, which is in every plant that is in the world. And what has more lignin than bamboo? And that's the family that this bagasse is in, sugarcane. So after it's been crushed, and you got all the sugarcane all over the place, it is so durable and with lignin that I've got stuff on our property at Impact that's 30 years old. And it's you pull it out and it's still, the fiber is still there. So they can't really take it to a landfill because it costs too much. Landfills charge a lot of money for something that doesn't break down. And so what I found is that Nutramastic fits perfectly in this product. And then the next thing is, will they eat it? And the answer is yes, it will. the animals will. If you give somebody bagasse, a cattle bagasse by itself, they'll pee in it, they'll poop in it, and they'll lay on it, but they won't eat it. But if you put in the technology that I've developed at our plant, I mean, it's the only one in the world that does this, they eat it the first time and they keep eating it and they love it. It's actually an ancient formula. And this formula goes back thousands of years, and I have just created a better animal for it with mastic. And mastic goes back to the Greeks. They used to give it to people for toothaches because people died of toothaches. And now that we know in our modern age that if you've got an infection in your mouth, it's everywhere. And this naturally kills the bacteria. And I've had that tested at a major lab here in New Orleans, and it does. If you introduce Nutramastic before, during, or after, it kills the bacteria. And that's pretty cool. And so when you take this and you give it to a cow, it takes the rumen and gets rid of the bad bacteria. But here's the key. When a cow eats grass or anything, especially crude protein, it doesn't digest properly. And when it gets to the small intestine, it doesn't absorb. Well, how do we know that? I like simple things and visual things. And our science team found that there's a Dr. Wells that numbers cow pies. In fact, it's in our SGP report that we have on our website. And if you're getting a number one cow pie, your cow's not digesting. And if you get another five, a number five, you'll see that it's got too much of other things. But a number three is perfect. And we not only get number three cow pies, but we also, as we're on the ranch that we have partners in up in Jefferson, Texas, there's no smell. Really? There's no smell? Yeah, in fact, when they urinate, there's no smell. And the pies, cow pies come out like a number three, which is a round cow pie. We've got pictures of it, as exciting as that is. And we also found later on that they have no flies. You know the billions of dollars that they spend on fly prevention? I mean, if you ever see a cow with flies on it, you can't even be around it because the flies are going to be on you. The cows that we have up in Jefferson, Texas, there's 300 of them. There is no flies. So our science team looked at it and said, okay, why is there no flies? Because I don't believe it. And we don't believe it. The science team didn't believe it. But we found that when you're not digesting lignin, which is that fiber that I told you that is very stiff in a plant, it's the best protein source you can get, protein fiber. So we looked at the cow pies, and there is no furfural. Well, science books tell you if there's no furfural, then there is no breakdown of the lignin. And if the furfural is present, then the cow pies or the flies are going to lay their larvae. So if you have digestion of lignin and there's none coming out in the cow pies, then you must have digested the lignin. What a great thing. Nobody else does that. We're the only people that can digest lignin. And so when we look at all that with what scientists are looking at now with having no methane gas and the getting rid of CO2 and digestion, and then we look at all the other things. And I have this saying that I have. I've introduced a lot of very unique products in my career. I've been around a long time. And I've introduced products in more than one country. So that's the end of my speech on that. But if there's change, it's introduced by outsiders. So I come down here from Detroit, and I look at this sugar mill that we've got. And I say to myself, well, why are you doing it that way? And so change is created by outsiders. And that's what we've done, is we have a such a unique technology that a lot of times it's the old time ranchers, they don't get it. And they say, well, wait a minute, you're going to give them less, you're going to give them garbage for grass. And by the way, the way a cow in 50 years ago, the way they taught it, or even further, a cow gets its protein from the bacteria that dies in the hay. So now we're at a point in time, who would ever thought that we'd have fields that are burning? Grass is burning in Louisiana. And who ever thought that? And so I was out in the in a field today, and then around our plant. And then we've got two guys that work in our plant that are actually farmers that use our product. And the frost has come in and killed the grass. So there's not even grass. Even if you put down fertilizer, there's no grass. And there's no hay. And look at the price of hay right now. If you can get it, it's outrageous. And then if they want alfalfa, which is a better grass, for lack of a better word, then you can't get that either. So it's just high priced. And so we're talking to people that would never have listened to us before. And they're listening to us now. When you go to a big test lab, and this conversation happened yesterday. We tell the guy who's got a doctorate and his goal is carbon credits. Well, in my world, I understand carbon credits, but when we said to him, there is no smell, he knew why. There's no methane gas. And there is no flies. And this guy's a rancher. He says, you're kidding me. And so he assigned one of his doctorate students to get in contact with our science, who's brilliant. And so it's just a change is happening. So your original question, I apologize for talking for a long time on that, but India has a lot of bagasse. And I went to a thing that I told people about in Lincoln, Nebraska, and they were talking about crude protein. And crude protein basically comes from the United States in corn, and it comes from the Ukraine. 40% of the grain in the world comes from the Ukraine. Well, I don't see anybody farming over there. And then rice comes from the primary rice, and the best rice comes out of India. Well, I asked them, have you quit shipping rice? They say, oh, yeah, we did that 2 months ago. So they're no longer shipping rice. So we got no grain. We got no rice. In the United States, we're fighting for using corn for ethanol and whatever. Look at the price. Price is going up. And then Brazil produces some of the best soy, and they're not shipping anything to the United States. Why? Because they'd like to take us down. They'd like to take us down, we're losing our cattle industry if we allow them to do that. If I look at China, China's hoarding. They're hoarding all the grain. So if I can produce product that unlocks the lignin, which is protein, and reduce methane gas and reduce flies. I mean, you look at the average guy, average rancher, he's just a small businessman and he understands line items. So, and I can always tell when I got a trucker calling me, because he's talking about, well, how do I add $1,600? I said, well, you don't understand what I'm telling you. The line item cost that your customer has, called the farmer or the rancher. If he's spending, and I've got one guy that I just put his picture of his cattle up on Twitter. He's got the Black Angus. He was spending $350 a head per day, and $3.50 a head per day. And I said, he rents a building from us in the back. And I said, why don't you try using SGP Plus and eliminate the hay and eliminate the minerals and eliminate, we just talked about line items. And just give them SGP Plus and if you feel comfortable, the 20% crude protein. And he told me the other day he's gone from $3.50 a head down to 45 cents. What businessman doesn't understand that? And what businessman isn't looking for those line item savings? So the Indians we're pretty, really, we're very, in fact, their comment to me is, we don't want to lose this deal. Are we moving fast enough? When have you ever had somebody ask you that? And so I put together a footprint of what we look like. So this plant that we have, I can put this footprint anywhere. If you got bag ass, I can put the footprint there. And it doesn't cost an arm and a leg, but you got to use Nutramastic to make it work. And you got to use the technology to make it work. I can do that. So if for instance, our plant creates 35 bales at 2,200 pounds every hour, that's huge. And with that, let's say we run 15 hours and if we run it 5 days a week. And usually with a plant that I've owned, I find this, the sweet spot is not 120%, it's 85%. You've got people that break down and you got machines that break down. So 85% has always been my sweet spot. So if I run it at 85%, I'm producing 525 bales a day. And if I take a 250 day year for what it's worth, I'm creating 131,259 bales a year at 20, you know, it's huge. And so the math works. So this particular plant can feed a lot of people. Now, what if I want to increase it? I can increase the amount of hours with a different crew, and or I can create another plant somewhere else. If I go down to 9 miles one way, there's huge piles of bagasse. If I go 9 miles the other way, huge piles. There's 11 sugar mills, and in the U.S. and that's pretty much that the story on that. So what happens with the Indians? I hope it works out really well. I think it will. It makes sense to me, and it certainly makes sense to them. They have 10 sugar mills. And they have 500,000 dairy cows. Well, you're coming from India, which you've got the sacred cow. You don't beef out cows. You milk them. That's what you're going for is dairy. And so we'll have access to that. And so I just got cleared for by the USDA to ship in a container of their bagasse. Now, it doesn't make sense for us to use their bagasse here, but for us to run it. Because what I find is that, Mr. Customer, if you haven't tried our product, then you don't have a value on it. So let's get a value established. What's it worth to you? Does it work the way I say? Am I lying? And they find very quickly that, and it doesn't take months, it takes just a week, you'll start seeing the cow pies, the number three cow pies, you'll start seeing no flies. And you build it to take an old rake that your grandfather probably gave you to rake the fields, to put the cow pies back in the dirt. You can probably start using that again because you probably didn't know what it was for. And so that is, that's our story.
Mark, thank you so much. There's so much to unpack there. For anyone who is following the geopolitical climate and who has a vague comprehension of what food shortage is and what supply and demand is and who's producing what and what that access flow looks like. The need is immediate, right? The need is absolutely immediate. Yeah. Innovation is immediate. So how would the typical retail investor, how would they be able to, can you help them comprehend how everything you just described to me, the geopolitical implications of what's happening with products that are needed to innovate to secure food supply and food safety, how does the average retail investor understand where Impact Fusion International Inc. stands to benefit from the results that you're getting, the innovations you've made, and the new audiences, the new clientele that you're opening up to? How is this tracking in the short term?
Well, everything is just because you build it, they will come. I mean, we saw that in Field of Dreams. That doesn't happen. It's a lot of hard work. Yeah. And we're all working really hard. We've got a crew in Jefferson, Texas that's got two groups coming in. And this is typical of our week. They got two groups coming in that probably between these two ranchers, they have 700 head. Why are they coming to us? Because there is no hay. They're having trouble with cost of feeding, and we can eliminate so many things like hay, like the amount of crude protein, and it gets very simple. So the retail customer, if we're talking about those retail customers, the big thing for them is to, how do I try it? You know, and how will I know? Well, you will know, but let me, and the first thing is, what's your crude protein? Everybody says that. I met the guys that heads up agriculture here in Louisiana. That's the first statement he said. What's your crude protein? Well, really, that's the wrong question, sir. The real question is, how much is your cow digesting? Look what's coming out of them. If they're eating grass and you're putting petroleum nitrogen in it, they told us, I read a book in 1950 that was written in 1950. Don't do that, because what happens is the cow gets the runs. And if my scientist hadn't grabbed my arm one time, I'd have got I'd got nailed. So the key is that customer can tell what's going on. Just come down, get some product, and I've got it in super sacks, or I can load up your truck and your trailer, and you can try it. And you'll know right away, it's not going to be a big waste. It's safe, and it's effective, and it's cost effective. Man, you want to lower your cost, as we discussed earlier. There you go. So that's addressing the retail customer as we sell to.
Sure. And to expand on that, then how about the retail investor, someone who is looking to become invested in the company? What can they look to as signifiers for future revenue for the company, the potential plan for the deal in India, or new catalysts that are happening domestically? Can you speak to that front?
Absolutely. When I think about that, and I try not to think about it at night when I'm going to sleep, because my head spins. And I tell you, there's a product that I have on my desk right here that I developed on the same machinery, but a little bit different technology, that this product will absorb oil like in a landfill or in a swamp or in a bayou, which is a French word for river. And it will soak up the oil, and it will turn the oil back to mud within 90 days. It composts, because this product is loaded with nitrogen, and oil coming out of the ground normally isn't. But it doesn't matter if it's on the water or if on the leaves or whatever, it does that. It absorbs it and turns it back to compost. So, and then we've got the intact digest line. In fact, that last one I said is huge. That could be as big as the feed with all this going on in the market, in the world, I should say. So if I look at intact digest and intact, the nutrition line for humans, it's phenomenal. In fact, what I usually do when I go out to see a rancher, I'll give them a small test bottle of that. And they always come back and say, that stuff is great. What is that? And I said, that's exactly what your cow's experiencing, only your cow's experiencing it in a better way, because now he's getting digestion. And I've studied digestion for many years. I had two parents that died of cancer. And I've studied digestion in that it is so important, and it's so screwed up right now that, you know, for instance, we don't get the way our digestive system works is that it works on an electrical system. I'm going to simplify it. And the electrical system is done by ionic minerals and ionic trace minerals. And when you get a tomato, for instance, tomatoes used to be, it would turn red because as it got to its ripe stage, the taproot would draw up the minerals from the ground. And what turned the tomato red was the minerals that were in the ground. But now, because we want these tomatoes to last longer, they take them and they pick them when they're green, and they use a gas process, which is nothing. That's not minerals. And then that's why they turn red, and that's why they're red in your store. So I can take all of the products from cucumbers to whatever, they don't really, they're GMO, genetically modified. When you take sugar, I mean, people don't realize that sugar, the only sugar that you can metabolize by every cell of your body is pure cane sugar. So if you go to like Domino's, which is one of the big ones that buys cane sugar and converts it, they advertise pure cane sugar. Well, if I don't have to go to my liver and have my liver take on another job, then, I mean, how many guys do you know, do you see nowadays, guys and women that have swollen livers? They stick out. And it's not just from medication. It's because the livers are taxed to the maximum. And so we have that line. We have Equine Intact, which is for horses or anything with a long snout. We also have a feed that I have for that. That is that I buy separately, but it is it's a component that's been around for 3,000 years, and they feed it over in the Middle East. It's like, come on, when you ask a rancher why are you doing it that way, it's because I've always done it that way. Well, you know, okay, I'm gonna bring something to you, but from an engineering standpoint, why don't you do it this way? And so when we look at things like what I just told you about the thing that's been 3,000 years old, all these products coming together are ancient. I'm just doing it differently. And I hope I answered your question.
I think you have, Mark. I mean, there's so many questions to be posed and answered here. You know, we want to give our audience an accurate representation of how the company is working currently, where you're focusing, and the fruit of the hard work, the fruit of the innovation, getting the technology out there and getting the messaging out there so people can implement it. My last question for you today, and feel free to add anything else, but what are the impediments that you face to getting the products to where they're going to have the maximum impact? You know, you look at farmers in the country now, they're dependent on, you know, the way that the soil has been maintained or degraded over time, and they have to keep pumping it in order to continue to get any kind of yield. So it's a very vicious cycle. How do you disrupt that cycle? How are you able to, with Impact Fusion, how are you able to come into a market, come into a territory where this product could be implemented for tremendous economic savings, and not to mention environmental health, but how do you disrupt these patterns that are already so ingrained in a lot of these farmers and ranchers' lives?
That's a good question, and it's one that we deal with every day. And if I look, what brings change? I'll tell you what brings change is desperation. And so I look at this and I say, you know what? We got desperation, and it's getting more desperate as the weeks go on. And so with desperation, when you got things like no grass, I mean, you look at most of these, like when you go to Mississippi, the guy that's head of agriculture there says, we're not only having problems, we're bleeding to death. Well, when have you had that happen? So if you go to Texas, you've got some of the largest ranch, all branches are having extreme trouble. A lot of them have to go another 200 feet down to the aquifers because they're not getting water. I mean, when did you ever have that happen? And one rancher told me, he says, yeah, I've lost about 2/3 of my grass. I said, well, why? He said, termites, they want protein too. And I've got no water, and they're going after the water in the in the grass. So they've got no grass either. When you go to the ranch that we have a partnership with, he grows hay, and he has a lot of fields that he gets him and his sons out, and they cut hay. He normally gets 4 cuts, and the first 2 are good. The last 2 are not so good. This year, he was lucky to get 2. So instead of getting 100 bales, he gets 13. When have you ever had that happen? So desperation drives change. So it doesn't say that my job is easy and our team's job is easy, but it's as easy as just try this. I'm not, you know, it's not going to, not going to take months to figure it out. It's going to take weeks. And I had one of the guys that works at our place, and I find that the best workers, the best guys that work in the plant are farmers and ranchers. They get her done. They get it done. They don't have enough money. They always got to get it done now. And so he took in four of his calves that were born on June 8th. And you'll see them on Twitter. And he said, I took them in and I was 300 pounds over what they normally are at that time period. He said, everybody wanted to know, how did you get, especially in this environment where we got so much going on, how did you get them 300 pounds heavier? And he said, here's how I did it. So it's word of mouth. It's, you know, I'm working with this will be my last story. I'll make it short. I was working with a guy up in Iowa, and I'm still working with him, but they want to start a huge feedlot. And the feedlot is being stopped because they're saying that the manure coming from the feedlot is going to contaminate groundwater and fishing waters, you know, stream water. I can take care of that. I can take care of, not only can I take care of the manure that you have piled up by mixing it with SGP Plus, you'll have the best manure you ever had. Replant your crops. And, but the second is that I can take care of the feed coming into the cows. What's really great, if you got a dairy or you got calves that are being born, the bags of milk are double the size. What do you think the Indians love? That our bags of milk are double the size. I mean, how many times can you walk in and say, well, Mr. Customer, I can double your production and you don't have to add any more assets. Who doesn't understand that? You know, so are we disruptors? Yeah, we are. And so it's, and we have a lot of those products here. So if somebody is looking to where are we going, I mean, this product line is phenomenal. It's absolutely phenomenal. I'm so happy that at this stage of my life that I can make this happen and that I have the experience to do it.
Mark, thanks so much for sharing everything that you've shared today. A lot of ground we covered in a short period of time. For those who are interested in learning more about the company, their website is impactfusionbrands.com, impactfusionbrands.com. As Mark alluded to, they're active on social media as well. My guest has been the CEO of Impact Fusion International, Mr. Mark Walther. Impact Fusion International trades publicly on the OTC markets under the trading symbol IFUS. Mark, thanks so much for taking the time to come on. So much to cover, so much happening for you. I'd love to circle back here in the next couple months and get another look in on your progress.
I thank you very much for the time.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Spotlight Media Corporation, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when investing to determine investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.